assembled, it is our estimate that 4% of the American people own 85% of the wealth of America.
We've tried the Republican Party, we've tried the Democratic Party, and unfortunately, whenever we get into power with either one of these parties, we find that the one crying need of our people, the redistribution of wealth, so that none will be too poor and none will be too rich, is always neglected by the party that is in power.
Before we declared ourselves for anybody, for President of the United States, we saw to it that that man declared himself in favor of the redistribution of wealth.
No problem, we can see this through. It's just a matter of distribution, nothing new. No problem, we can see this through. It's just a matter of distribution, nothing new.
How many men ever went to a barbecue and would let one man take off the table what's intended for 9/10 of the people to eat? The only way you'll ever be able to feed the balance of the people is to make that man come back and bring back some of that grub he ain't got no business with.
Say, come back here. Well, that stuff back on this table here that you took away from him, you don't need. Leave something else for the American people to consume. And that's the problem.
No problem, see this through. It's just a matter of distribution, nothing new. No, no, no problem, we can see this through. It's just a matter of distribution.
We start from the bottom, that the 25 or more million American families shall have a homestead, a home. We say to America, none shall be too big, none shall be too poor, none shall work too much, none shall be idle. No luxurious mansions empty. None walking the streets. None impoverished. None in pestilence. None in want. Sharing the fruits of the land, not for the favored few, not to satisfy greed.
No problem, we can see this through. It's just a matter of distribution, nothing new. No, no problem.
Into economic slavery.
We can see this through.
They can't eat it.
It's just
they can't wear the clothes. They can't live in the house.
Nothing new.
Huey P. Long Jr. represents the extreme development of all the evil and corruption that has cursed the government of Louisiana within our memory. He typifies personally all that we would not want our children to be.
If you allow a big man to have billions, then all of us can't have anything else. Can't have anything else.